12:24. This is Dean Richards. Getting into our Food Time show, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. And Sue starting us off here today at 312-981-7200. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I have a question. I bought a home last year and have discovered that there is a natural gas outlet.
Oh,
nice.
And I need to purchase a grill, and I'm looking at the Weber's, and I cannot decide whether to get the one that hooks up to the natural gas line that's there or go with the propane.
Right.
I've heard opinions pro and con on the natural gas line.
Are you planning on moving the location of where you're going to be grilling, or do you think you might be moving to a different place sometime soon? Because that's the only negative I can think of. But otherwise, having the natural gas there, you know, you're never going to run out of propane.
Right, right. And I'm also having a deck built. So once the deck is finished, then I have to figure out placement of the grill. The person who's going to do that for me has said he can run a line,
yeah,
so that I can put the grill, because otherwise the grill would be right up against the house, which right. I don't want.
Yeah, you don't want it. You don't want it there. I mean, to me, it's about it's location, location, location. if you're going to have the gas line coming out from your house, you got to pick a spot, and you're going to be stuck with that spot. Let me also bring right. in. Hang on one second here. Let me try to do this without messing up our phone lines, and bring in Doug Bader, who is with Weber SKKR, a fantastic griller, as we learned on the WGN TV morning news, and he's been with us here on the radio show before. Hi, Doug. How are you, pal?
Hey, Dean. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back on. Did you hear the question that Sue was asking us about what kind of grill to get?
Yes, I did, and you are lucky, Sue. A lot of people aren't lucky enough to have a natural gas line at their house already, and they have to go through running it and, you know, getting it placed on their deck. And I think it's a really good option for you since you already have the line. And one thing to keep in mind is the natural gas hose that does come with the Weber grills is 10 feet long. So if you don't want it right next to where the connection is, or obviously we don't want it right up on your house as well, you do have some kind of wiggle room to play with the length of that hose as well. So you can kind of put it wherever you want as long as you're within 10 feet of that shutoff valve.
Is there is it possible, Doug, to adapt a grill either to natural gas or propane? Or do you have to pick one or the other and it can't be adapted later on?
Yeah, you really have to pick one or another. And the nice thing, like Sue said, she already has the line, so I think it's a great option to go for natural gas, but Dean did ask you a good question. If you do plan on moving the grill around, or if you do plan on leaving the home, it's something to keep in mind, because if your second location doesn't have a natural gas line, then you would probably need to buy a new grill or run a natural gas line to your home. So it is something to keep in mind, but if you think you're going to stay there for a while, I think it's a really good option.
Any difference in the any difference in the taste of the food by one gas or, you know, natural gas versus propane?
No, none whatsoever. The way the Weber grill works with our flavorizer bar system and how the gas is burned in the burner itself, you're not going to get any gas flavor, gas smell, none of that residual flavor or anything is going to be come from that gas whatsoever. All of that gas is going to burn up. And with our flavorizer bars, when the juice kind of, you know, you get those flavorizer bars nice and hot, they're right above the burners, and all the juices from your food hits those bars. It adds all that amazing flavor into the food. It's almost kind of like charcoal cooking. Everyone always says, and I know you guys were just talking about it, that when you love charcoal cooking, it might be a lot of work, but one of the reasons you get such great flavor is all those drippings are hitting those hot coals and vaporizing and, you know, going inside the grill and adding that flavor back to the food. And the same thing happens with our gas grills as well. So you definitely cannot expect anything like any flavor from the gas or any difference from natural gas or propane. And you can also expect no matter which gas you choose, the grill's going to get to the same temperature and perform exactly the same.
Well, I wondered about that, too, because I had heard that propane burns hotter than natural gas.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, the gases do burn differently, but Weber accounts for that when they manufacture the grills and the manifolds. there's an orifice that feeds the gas into the burner, and the orifice is a different size depending on what gas you have. So Weber has accounted for that, as they've engineered these grills to work no matter what gas type you have. And that's why it's important to buy the correct gas type, because, you know, you couldn't hook up propane to a natural gas grill and vice versa. So that's why it's important to buy which one you're going to be looking for to use at your home.
Does that help you out at all, Sue?
Oh, that's wonderful information. That was the main negative that I had heard from someone about natural gas not making the grill hot enough. So I was a little concerned about that.
Yeah. The only thing that I would say, if you're buying a gas grill, and Doug, tell me if you think this is correct. I would just get one that will allow you both direct cooking and indirect. So you want to have at least three burners. So, for example, you can turn the middle one off and cook indirect. In other words, no flame directly under your food, so you can slow cook.
Right.
Or turn all three of your burners on, or four burners, whatever you have, have a direct quick cook.
That's a great tip, Dean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've
had a Genesis grill in the past for years and years that was the three burner with the indirect, and I loved it.
Yeah, that's the only other thing I would say. Sue, good luck with that.
Thank you both so much for all the help.
Yeah,
of course. Good luck, Sue.
Happy to help out. And Doug, I want to talk a little about grills. People are thinking about updating what's available, what's out there, what's new. Elton Jim Toronto is here in studio with me today, still cooking on a Kenner Easy Bake Oven out in his backyard. We're going to try to get him updated with some new stuff.
I was cooking in my fire pit one time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're going to update you.
Yeah, Doug Badger is with us, who is really one of our great grilling guys that we've got here in Chicago. We've been grilling on Weber's for 20 years. He is with Weber SKKR. He's a champion smoke fire griller, a Weber Kamado charcoal champion.
He won that?
He
won that?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was an upset that year.
he made a fantastic pulled pork for us on the WGN TV morning news a couple of weeks ago that was fantastic on the Weber smoke fire pellet grill, which grills and smokes, which is amazing. And Doug, you'll be happy to know that I made a pulled pork on the smoke fire grill. It turned out amazing. It does all the work for you.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I love that grill. You have the EX4, I believe, which is the 24-inch, and I've been cooking on the EX6, and man, you can fit a lot of barbecue on there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you tried the pulled pork. I'm glad I inspired you to give it a try.
You did. You made it, seem simple when you did it, but because this grill has, it's basically a computer on it, you put a probe in it so it monitors the temperature. It tells you when to turn things and to move things, and it automatically adds the smoke wood pellets into it as it needs it to maintain a certain temperature. It tells you, I hooked it up with my phone, I Bluetoothed it with my phone so I could monitor its progress from in the house, so I didn't have to stand in front of the grill. I mean, this new smoke fire grill is it's pretty amazing. And that's the latest and greatest, right, from Weber right now?
Yeah, it's really something. And I like how we're blowing Elton's mind here.
It's unbelievable.
This might be the one to upgrade you to. It's definitely one of the newest grills from Weber. And like you were saying, it also hooks up to Wi-Fi, so you have it hooked up to your phone. You can check it from anywhere, Dean. So if you went to run your errands, if you had to go get your propane, like you said, you'd still be able to see what's going on with that pork shoulder from anywhere because the grill's hooked up to your house.
I mean, if I would have put a pulled pork on early this morning, I could be checking it right now while I'm doing this show. I could look on my phone and watch the progress of it. I could, I could turn it on, turn it off. I could do all that remotely.
Does it work with a flip phone too? No,
we're still working on that update.
Okay. Yeah.
Got to get you to get rid of that phone.
This might be the thing that gets you to upgrade.
Yeah, then. I mean this one is it's pretty.
It's almost effortless free cooking.
It almost is effortless free cooking. But it's a different. I will say it's a different mindset, Doug, isn't it? Of it's a different style of cooking, because what took me a little getting used to on this is I don't have zones on my grill anymore. You know, I've gotten used to, both from my old kettle grill and my gas grill, of having a zone where the temperature is low and with some place where the temperature is high, so I could move things around and control them. In the smoke fire pellet grill, it's all the same temperature, and that you just control the overall temperature of the grill. So took me there was a little bit of a learning curve, but I mastered it. It's certainly not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to get to know the grill pretty well. And, you know, like you were saying, the entire grill, I'm sure for that pork shoulder, when we were talking about it, you set it at about 250 degrees.
Yep.
And you could put that pork shoulder anywhere on the grill, and it's going to cook exactly the same.
Yeah.
Or if you wanted to get really adventurous and, you know, cook for the whole group over there at WGN Radio, you could fill that grill. You could probably throw about 6 or 8 pork shoulders on there and really feed the whole crew.
Yeah, that's the amazing part of it. And I'll tell you what, the greatest invention ever are these temperature probes that they now have.
Oh, yeah.
You put this probe. It's like
careful now.
It's like an instant read thermometer. You cram this into your pork shoulder, and it monitors the temperature, so you know exactly what the internal temperature is. Both you know what the external temperature is in the grill, but you also know the internal temperature of the pork to maintain it. But Doug, I used it. I did some salmon on it. You know, I was just basically grilling, kind of baking, grilling, and I put the probe in, and, you know, usually it takes me 2 or 3 times to get exactly the perfect temperature. You're inside, mm-hmm. you're outside with your thermometer checking, is it hot enough yet? Is it here? Is it there? I'm looking at it on my phone, like, you know, like I'm the pimp of grilling. I'm just checking my phone. It's like I don't have to go outside for 10 more degrees. I can wait, and it hits the temperature that I wanted. I go outside, it is perfectly cooked. These thermometers, I mean, you can use one of these internal grill things on any grill. The greatest invention ever. I love it.
So are you actually seeing, on your phone, are you seeing the data, or are you seeing the actual food?
No, you're seeing the data. It's
just the
it's
data.
It's transmitting what the temperature is.
I see.
There's no video
that's
cameras
correct.
Inside.
And the nice thing, the app that comes with the grill that's free, it has all those temperatures preloaded into it. So people might hear this and they're like, well, I don't know what temperature salmon's supposed to be. The nice thing, all you got to do is go to fish in the app, choose what kind of fish you're cooking, and the app will automatically tell you, you know, this is the temperature to bring it to. And there'll be a timer on there. It'll tell you, okay, your food is close. Time to go back to the grill. Time to get that salmon off. And like Dean said, it's going to be perfect every time.
Boom. Right. Yeah. Man, simple as that.
That sounds like you don't even, you can't ruin anything.
In theory.
It'd be pretty hard.
In theory.
Yeah.
In theory. In theory, that's true. But I mean, and that's like top of the line. But I mean, you know, for Sue, who called a few minutes ago and is looking for something, I mean, you know, it's like basic 3-burner gas grills now, right? Aren't there even smaller ones, like little portable ones now that people can take for tailgating and things like that?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Dean. Yeah, so not only does Sue have the option to, obviously, she's going for natural gas. She want to go for a larger grill, like a Genesis 3-burner or 4-burner, like you were saying. But for anybody else out there, you know, Weber's been making portable grills for a long time, and I'm sure you guys are all aware of the Smoky Joe, that, you know, the charcoal grill from back.
I used to have a Smoky Joe.
Yeah, like a little mini.
Yeah, I used to have a
kettle.
Smoky Joe. Yeah.
Right. So Weber's been all about taking the grill with you for a long time, whether you're going to the beach, hiking, especially tailgating, which I love to do with my Weber grill. But we just came out with a new grill called the Weber Traveler, and it's a really, really nice grill, and it's a lot larger than what you normally see with a grill that someone would take on the go. But it's got this really cool kind of built-in cart that folds itself up and down with only one hand. And it's a pretty cool grill, and it gets really hot really fast. Brand new grill from Weber. It's called the Traveler, like I said. And people should check it out. It's really great. I just started cooking on it, and I was impressed with how hot it got. and how many burgers I could fit on that thing. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's very cool. But I mean, like, I think basic, like for you, Jim, if you're going to go gas, you should get, if there's two of you in the house, what do you think, Doug, a three burner?
Yeah, I think that
an
there's
X4
a lot of
X4 and X6. Yeah. Which one should I go? X4, X6.
Well, that's the smoke fire. That's the smoke fire.
I just had to laugh. You twos were talking like you're buying new cars. Yeah, I got the X4.
Exactly,
what do you got?
Yeah.
I got an X6. I got turbo.
That's right, yeah.
Turbo X6. It's all Wi-Fi'd.
So, exactly. I mean, if you're going for gas, there's so many different options. I mean, there still are people that have a 3 or even a 4 burner for just just a couple at home cooking for them. But if you like to entertain, it's nice to have a little extra space. But yeah, I mean, the Traveler would be great for people that it's just cooking for them. It's a really small footprint, so if you had a balcony or a small patio, you didn't want to take up too much space. But you really can't go wrong with any of our gas grills, the full-size Spirit or the Genesis grills. They're just so reliable. Dean, I know you've had a Genesis in your backyard for quite a while.
Forever, yeah.
You can attest. I mean, you can really set your watch to these grills.
Yeah.
It's just so nice.
Oh, I love them. I love them. And Doug, because he's been at WGN-TV, he has seen the old Genesis. We have got some classics over at WGN that are like on their last legs.
Bozo used it.
Yeah, that's very true. And he used to bake cream pies for cookie. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Speaking of upgrades, it's time for you guys to upgrade for sure.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back from the break, I want to get a couple of recipe ideas that people can try for the 4th of July weekend. Dove Badger, SKKR Weber, is here with us today with some ideas on WGN. WGN. All right, let's continue now with our friend Doug Badger with SKKR Weber. If you've got questions about your hardware with Weber, your equipment with Weber, 312-981-7200. I want to get some recipe ideas from Doug because he's so great on the grill. But just before we get into that, people are fascinated by these internal temperature probes, Doug. I mean, this doesn't have to be on the smoke fire grill. It's already built in, but you can buy these internal temperature probes separately and use them on any grill, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The smoke fire, like you said, it's built in. It's called the Weber Connect technology, and on the smoke fire, you can do up to 4 probes at a time. And we also have that Connect unit as a separate thermometer that also uses the same app. It has all the same technology, all the same recipes, everything loaded into it. And you can use it with your gas grill, your charcoal grill, whatever grill you have, it'll do the exact same thing. The only difference is with the smoke fire, you can actually control the grill itself from your phone as well.
Yeah.
So if you're smoking something at 250 and you want to turn the temperature up to 400 degrees or whatever, you can do that with your phone. You can shut the grill down from your phone. So it has a little bit more control, but you still have all of that, the ability to, check the internal temperature of your food, look up some fun new recipes from Weber. So that's called the Weber Connect Grilling Hub. And you have one of those too, I think, Dean, right? I've heard you talk about that.
I do. Yeah, I do. I was using it at home on my Genesis at home because I dig the I like knowing
listen
the
to you.
I like knowing the temperature of I like to know when I should go back outside to take things off again. It gives me exactly the perfect temperature.
You are a grilling junkie.
All right, so
I'm the same way. Yeah.
So here for the 4th of July, I wanted to a couple of things I'm going to do on the grill on TV this coming Wednesday. I wanted to do a chicken on the grill. Now, should I use just the regular Genesis, or should I fire up the smoke fire for that?
Ooh, that's a good question, Dean. I think it's really kind of up to what sort of flavor you're looking for. Obviously we know with a Weber gas grill, you're going to get good roasted flavor. It's going to be a fantastic chicken. But what's nice about the smoke fire is since it is using those hardwood pellets to actually fuel the grill, you're going to get some really nice smoke flavor in there as well. So if you're looking for more of like a smoked chicken, you could put it on the smoke fire at a lower temp, 275, something like that, 300 degrees. But if you wanted to get, still some more wood flavor, but not necessarily a smoked chicken, you can set your smoke fire to 350, 375 degrees and do more of a high temperature roasting.
Now, when I've done,
you're kind of able to do both.
When I've done chickens on the grill before, I've done the beer can style. Where you you just put the beer can up the chicken's butt pretty much, and let it go. I've put it on vertical roasters, just like regular vertical roasters, also, and they come out great because they sort of self baste the chicken. And I've done them Greek style, I've done them barbecue, I've done like teriyaki style, I've done the is that a good idea?
Yeah, I love doing that. And what's fun, like you said, you can use different rubs. Not only can you use those different seasonings, you can also use different liquids in there. I use the Weber Poultry Roaster. We have a few different ones, but there's a fun one. It's called the Deluxe Poultry Roaster. And you set the chicken on there. There's no can involved. There's just a little reservoir. You can kind of put whatever liquid you want in there. Sometimes I'll use like an orange juice or a lemonade, or if I'm going to use a beer with a little flavor, I'll use throw a summer shandy in there for a little citrus flavor.
Nice.
So there's a lot of different things you can do to kind of make the recipe your own, and that's what I love about it.
Okay, so what about, I did a pesto pasta this past week on TV because people have been saying they want me to do vegetarian stuff. A lot of people are not eating meat. What's something good vegetarian to do on the grill?
Well, whenever I have, somebody who I know has dietary restrictions or vegetarian or vegan, I'll try to tie in that recipe with whatever else I'm also cooking. Because I hate for a guest who is eating something a little differently from everyone else at the party,
right,
feels excluded or feel like they're not getting to enjoy what everyone else is having. So one of my go-tos with something like that is I love making marinated Greek chicken kebabs. It's one of my favorite things to grill. You could ask my friends and family. I don't lean on it, but I trust me, I love doing it. I'll just fill the grill up with them, and they're so good. What I like to do with that is I'll use the same marinade I make, and I'll just do a bunch of vegetables. I'll get some firm tofu. I'll marinate that tofu as well. And what I try to do is make my tofu and marinated vegetable kebabs look just as similar to the Greek chicken kebabs. So, my vegetarian or vegan friends can be comfortable. They know that, I serve something that is, safe for them, but they also feel like they're part of the party,
Yeah, that's a great idea to have something that was just similar to whatever your main entree is. Also, talk to me about a dessert on the grill. I made a couple of weeks ago on TV, we made a strawberry rhubarb cobbler on the grill. It was delicious.
Nice.
I made one last night. I made one again on
the same one
last night. Same thing, except a little bigger. It was it was really good.
That's better.
Because you want to have some leftovers for this. What's a good dessert to do on the grill in Doug's world?
Well, I'll be honest, Dean, you really aren't limited to much. I mean, whatever dessert you'd feel like cooking in the oven, especially during the hot summers when it's 90 degrees out and we're pushing 100 degrees, I like to do everything on the grill. And whether you're using a Weber gas grill or the smoke fire, the grills cook so evenly and they hold the temperature so well, you can really do anything on there. So that includes desserts.
So give me one quick example, because I got about 30 seconds left.
Well, I love doing a quick cake. You treat it just like a normal cake. I love doing cookies on there. But one of my favorite grill recipes is called a banana boat. And you actually cut a banana long ways and you stuff it with marshmallows and chocolate. You can put anything you want in there, and you kind of roast it indirect for about a half hour until the banana turns black. It's going to be one of the best desserts you've ever had on the grill.
That sounds fantastic. Doug Badger, SKKR Weber. Check out all the different grills at Ace Hardware's in different locations. Doug, have yourself a great 4th of July. Appreciate you joining us.
I think you're motivating me.
You too, Dean. Thanks for having me.